Clever Hans the Counting Horse. Before World War I, Europe was buzzing about Clever Hans, Counting Horse, a remarkable sensation captivating audiences continent-wide. This extraordinary horse, owned by Herr von Usten, astounded crowds with his ability to answer math questions by tapping out the correct responses with his hoof. No one could believe it. Addition, subtraction, multiplication, division, you name it, Hans had it covered. And here's the kicker, Herr von Usten never whispered a word to the horse or gave any signals during the performances. Imagine witnessing an extraordinary animal that could do more than just math. Meet Hans, the incredible horse who learned the alphabet. Instead of numbers, he tapped out letters with his hoof to answer questions on topics like current events, geography, and history. Hans never missed a beat, always getting every answer right. People were amazed but skeptical. So, scientists formed a special group to investigate this human horse. They asked Hans' owner to step aside and then put Hans to the test in front of a crowd. Even without his owner present, Hans continued to impress, tapping out correct responses to questions from the commission leader. Try as they might, nobody could stump the brainy Hans. Identify Hans the genius horse. The public demanded a second investigation into Hans the horse's supposed intelligence. This time, they devised a clever test. A questioner whispered questions to Hans, ensuring no one else could hear. But to everyone's surprise, Hans couldn't answer a single question right. It turned out, he wasn't a genius at all, he was a fraud. Hans was secretly brilliant. Instead, his owner, von Usten, had taught him a sneaky trick. Hans was reading the audience's body language. Whenever he tapped his hoof, people in the crowd would tense up or hold their breath. And when he hit the right answer, they relaxed, signaling to Hans to stop tapping. Easy steps to shine. Becoming a charismatic person isn't just for the lucky few, it's a skill you can learn. Think about top public speakers, actors, and salespeople. They weren't born charming, they worked at it. They figured out some key rules of communication that transformed them into captivating personalities. You can learn these rules too and become someone everyone wants to be around. These rules are practical and straightforward. No rocket science is involved. By following them, you'll see a remarkable change in how people perceive you. How to intrigue everyone without saying a word. When you meet someone new, how you look and move plays a huge role in shaping their opinion of you. 80% of the information they use to form their initial impression comes from these factors. To ensure you leave a positive mark from the start, follow these tips. Smile slowly. When meeting someone new, hold off on smiling right away. Instead, take a moment to look at them closely, and then flash them a big smile. This little pause shows that your smile isn't just a social reflex, but a genuine reaction to something special about them. Sticky eyes. To truly engage with someone, maintain steady eye contact while you talk. It shows you're focused and attentive. Let your eyes do the talking as you speak, creating a strong connection. The baby pivot when you meet someone, turn directly towards them with your whole body, give them a genuine smile, and pay attention as if they were a young child sitting in your lap. How to know what to say after you say hi. Small talk may not be everyone's favorite activity, but it's a crucial skill to have, especially for senior executives, motivational speakers, and high performers. Here's how you can get better at it. Mood match. Before engaging in conversation, always gauge the other person's mood. Tailor your opening words to match their mood. This is crucial, especially for salespeople. Wear a wetsuit. Starting a conversation with someone new can be tough. But here's a neat trick. Wear something unique that they'll notice and mention. It could be a cool tie pin, a vintage piece of jewelry, or a fancy lapel pin. Swiveling spotlight. Turn the attention to your conversation partner with a powerful technique, the spotlight method. Keep the focus on them, and they'll think you're awesome for it. How to talk like a VIP. Spotting influential individuals is easy, just listen to how they speak. They exude confidence, carefully select words, and steer clear of clichés. Follow their example to enhance your communication skills. Kill the quick me too, to make a lasting impression, try not to jump into sharing your own experiences right away when someone talks about something they love, like sailing. Instead, let the conversation flow naturally and find moments to subtly mention your shared interests. Communication, use the word you frequently in your conversation. This keeps the focus on the other person and shows that you're interested in what they have to say. Avoid euphemisms, get to the point. Skip the fluff. Using wishy-washy words just weakens your message. How to be an insider in any crowd. To improve your ability to connect with others, it's crucial to shake off the silent outsider syndrome. Here's how. Learn a little gobbledygook to wow others, tune into their language. Pay attention to the words they use regularly. Learn what these terms mean so you can use them right. This helps you connect better and impress them instantly. Hot buttons. Every professional group has its hot button topics. For instance, doctors often clash over their relationships with hospitals. Read their rags to gain valuable insights into a specific field. Dive into its trade journals. Spending just an hour or two at the library can supercharge your understanding and boost your ability to engage in meaningful conversations. How to sound like your peas in a pod. When getting to know someone, it's natural to feel more at ease with those who share our values and interests. To promote better connections, it's essential to spark feelings of similarity. Here's how. Join the movement. When interacting with someone, observe their movements. Are they quick and choppy or slow and graceful? Subtly mirror their movements to build a deeper connection. Echoing, what unique terms and phrases does your conversation partner use? Repeat those words yourself. The premature we, using we in your sentences can unconsciously connect you with others involved. How to differentiate the power of praise from the folly of flattery. In the 1930s, Dale Carnegie praised the power of genuine praise in his book How to Win Friends and Influence People. Today, praise remains crucial, but insincere praise can backfire. To navigate this, here are some helpful tips. Grapevine glory. Want to compliment someone without sounding like a flatterer? Try this tactic. Instead of showering praise directly, share your admiration with the person's closest friend or associate. Your message will still reach its intended recipient, minus any hint of brown nosing. Accidental adulation. Your deep understanding of subject matter positions you perfectly to shape our agenda. Killer compliments. Encourage putting these phrases into practice. For instance, you might say, I greatly admire your honesty. How to direct dials their heart. When you're on the phone, you might not have your appearance to help you convey confidence, but you can still make a strong impression. Here's how. Pump up the volume. When chatting over the phone, let your enthusiasm shine through your voice. Transform your smiles into audible warmth. Keep your tone upbeat and energetic to leave a positive impression. Name shower. When engaging in conversation, repeating someone's name can foster better communication. Oh wow, it's you. Always start your phone conversations with a professional tone. Then, once the caller is introduced, switch to a cheerful and friendly demeanor. How to work a party like a politician works a room. Want to make the most out of every event you attend? Follow these six simple steps, inspired by the strategies used by politicians. Who will be there? Ensure you know who will be there. That's why you're going, right? When should I arrive? Aim to arrive early for the best experience. What should I take with me? Don't forget your business cards. They're essential. Why is the party being given? Dig deep to find out the true reason behind the event. Where is the collective mind? Determine if it's a gathering of financiers or environmentalists. How am I going to follow up? Make sure to follow up afterward to solidify your connections. How to break the most treacherous glass ceiling of all. To advance in any field, it's crucial to steer clear of gaffes and insensitive remarks that could sabotage your progress. Follow these practical tips to safeguard your reputation. See no bloopers, avoid critiquing others' mistakes. Instead, focus on opportunities for growth and learning. Savor the favor. When someone offers to do a good deed for you, hold off a bit before you cash in. Chance encounters are for chit-chat. Don't mention your salary increase during casual encounters. It could backfire and ruin your chances. Effective communication. To succeed, you need to know how to communicate in a way that grabs people's attention. Luckily, anyone can learn this skill with a bit of effort. Take notes from successful individuals who excel at this, and then follow their lead. It's straightforward: observe, learn, and apply. Key points. 1. Animals can appear smarter than they are by responding to subtle cues from humans. 2. People can develop charisma by learning and applying simple communication skills. 3. Body language, eye contact, and smiling impact first impressions significantly. 4. Engaging others in conversation requires focusing on their interests, not yours. 5. Mirroring someone's actions and words can help build stronger connections. 6. Genuine praise is powerful, but insincere flattery can backfire. 7. Effective communication requires observation, patience, and using people's names often.